The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, nation? We're back. The dynamic duo that brought you such things as the stone tape theory.
And that's a fucking random one to come out
crazy
with.
Crazy-ass woman who talks to, I don't know, spirits from another dimension. We're back.
We are back. Speaking of the stone tape theory, what a random one. Were you like just looking into that recently or something again?
No. Man. That's the one that pulled out of the drawer.
So it's funny.
Junk drawer.
Speaking of that, I was driving back and forth from Chicago to Nashville the 634th time in like a month. And I happened to be on Spotify and I clicked a random episode of Hysteria 51 and it played the Spring Hill Jack episode. I hadn't heard that in quite a long time.
There you go.
That was a lot of fun, that one. And, you know, grabbing titties and spitting fire and spooking horses, man. That's just,
that's the way I want to live. Yeah. He's my spirit animal. That's Brent. You. I'm David. Welcome back to another Blurry Hysteria. We got some weird news.
I gotta throw out a real quick apology to everyone. So as you know, in the Blurry Hysterias, we do not have the robots on here, but I was doing a lot of traveling and stuff, so I asked Conspiracy Bot to pick a story for me this week, so I'm sorry. Just gonna throw that out there. Would you like me to start with it first?
Yeah, I think we should give that
well,
one over there.
It comes from news.com in Australia. So, you know, it's just fucking going to be fantastic because they have the Olympics Australia logo at the top and it's got an emu and a kangaroo next to it. So, woman in court over viral trout sex video. That's right. We're starting with bestiality, which is how I like to start every party.
That's how I like Jesus to start Christ. The morning.
The best part of waking up is having sex with your pup.
Nice.
It says a woman has faced court, as you do, after a video allegedly involving her and a live brown trout went viral around the world, comma, for all the wrong reasons. Because the right reasons just got lost in the shuffle on this one. So, oh my God.
The right reason is like a witch tricked you into doing that to save your child.
It's me, a fish. And I'm like, oh no, yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought you were a beautiful woman. Nah, I'm a fucking brown trout.
How now, brown trout?
So, a Tasmanian woman accused of a sex act with a live fish on a boat. Well, she was in court for the first time. Catherine Lee June, a 58-year-old dime piece, not really, appeared in the Hobart Magistrates Court on Monday. So this actually comes to us August 19th. So it's not an old one. So it's pretty recent. Where she asked for an adjournment without plea. And she faces three charges under the Classification Enforcement Act, which says publications, films, and computer games, including possessing a bestiality product between February 22nd and January 23rd. I like to think that that's when she did it, not those were the only dates when you couldn't have bestiality. So the police say that the bestiality product was a video depicting sexual activity between Mrs. Lee and said brown trout. No word from the trout
whose name is withheld to protect the identity.
Right? I hope to God that they have the picture of it. They just put a black bar over the trout's eyes. Bum, bum.
And we tried to get a quote from it, but all we heard was, take me to the river. Put me in the water.
She has been charged with 2 counts of making or reproducing a bestiality product during the same period. I don't like how they call it a bestiality product. She looks like it's just a nice someone's grandma, long white hair, you know. She was granted adjournment until October, meaning they're putting it back a little bit. The woman's co-accused, a 55-year-old Ashley David Hallam, faced court in May of this year. Mr. Hallam, it's a Sir Ashley. He's got a firsty girly. Mr. Hallam has not entered a plea to the charges, which include two counts of making or producing a bestiality product and three counts of possessing a bestiality product, because that motherfucker has got a VHS closet, I'm willing to bet, related to video of alleged activity. So that's the full story. It's got to come back to court in October, and we're going to have to keep an eye on this one. So I'm telling you, conspiracy bot, every once in a while, he comes through in a pinch, and I don't understand how a woman has, oh, yes, I do. God, I just thought about it. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm looking up brown trout. Oh, wait, you know what? Maybe I don't want to look that up. That sounds like it's going to be on the, no, I will. Like, I'm going to go to, like, the fucking, what's that thing? The, where they give you, like, the slang for shit?
Urban Dictionary?
Yes, thank you. Brown trout is, you know, salmon fish that are native to Europe, West Africa, parts of North America. I mean, they can get pretty fucking big.
That's what she heard.
No word on the size. Found in cool streams, lakes, and reservoirs in south, eastern, and southern parts of Australia. Grow up to 90 centimeters long and weigh up to 14 kilograms. Wow. But most caught weigh in at 3 kilograms. So that's still several pounds for a pounding. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She, it sounds like she had several pounds, yes.
Yes. So it, how the hell do you get out of this? What's she going to be like? Oh, I tripped, fell, and landed it with a fish inside me? Like seriously, all joking aside, like, how would you plead this other than, yeah, and I, they have video
at
of
At that
it.
Point, maybe you just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, there's so many questions here. You know, and the fish ain't talking, I guess, but you're going to keep your mouth shut, I, you know.
Depends on what, again, you know. Give me that fish. Give me that fish.
When contacted for quote, he just kept repeating, kill me. Man, so, yeah.
He rolls into the courtroom with a cigarette hanging out of his
mouth. I can get behind. I don't have any fetishes, all right? I'm saying that not as like I'm looking down, as I'm kind of saying like I'm lame. Some people look at feet and they're like, ah, yeah. And some people look at, like, you know, I don't know, like they want to get stomped on and shit. But how the fuck can you look at a fucking brown trout and be like, I want that inside me?
I don't know.
Speaking of, I want that inside me. I hope Kevin's not sticking his head in any fucking sirens this week, because we've been having a vigil watch around him, make sure that he doesn't do that. So if you haven't, you don't know what that's talking about, listen to the
this
last
this is close
episode.
To that, isn't it?
It's very close. First you're sticking your head in tornado sirens, then you're just slamming back door with fucking brown trout.
You know there's a Irish legend of the salmon of truth.
Oh shit.
Maybe this thing was like going to grant a wish or something.
The salmon of truth. That thing stinks.
Correct.
Okay, so serious question. If you had to have sex with a fish, what which type of fish would you want to have sex with? Hold on. I need to think for a minute. Let me go to Wikipedia.
I mean,
coelacanth. We all know what you're thinking.
Oh, I was thinking that sad looking blobfish or whatever.
Oh my god! Just so it's already disappointed.
That's right.
Exactly what I expected.
Yeah, either you brighten its day or nothing changes. That's the deal.
How does it look sadder? How does it look sadder? Oh, so a little bestiality to start the week, and like I said, you know, it's Australia. Yeah, you're not Australia. Florida, but you're trying really fucking hard.
Australia, not very bonza of you.
You need to get more Yahoo serious, Australia. Knock this shit off. Remember when that was a thing? That guy?
Young it was barely.
Yeah, I know.
Barely a blip.
Well, he's got more.
Did they just think he was going to be the next big thing, or did Pauly Shore just usurp him?
Man, that's a hell of a feud. That needs to be on, like, celebrity boxing. Yahoo Serious and Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore's pretty cool, though. His mom was a force in comedy, and everyone likes Pauly Shore. And, you know, he got stuck doing a bit. You know, he's probably.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Bobcat Goldthwait. He's like, yeah, I stopped doing that in like the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And people just quit coming to my show.
isn't it Pauly Shore that wants to play Richard Simmons?
Yeah. And so Richard Simmons, they reached out to him, and I guess they did some test footage and said it was really good. And Richard Simmons said, for some reason,
that sounds perfect. Well, like, he looks could be something that
and he's got
puts
that
Pauly
weird
Shore back on the map, you know?
So he took it very seriously, they said, and he had the mannerisms down. He's got that energy and stuff like that. And Richard Simmons said he didn't want him to do it. Now, they couldn't stop him from doing it. But then he died. Well, he just died.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
because no one messes with the Shore.
There's a chance, right? I bet it would be like Robin Williams doing like
there's got to be a Brown Trout's, movie. You know, a Brown Trout's Chance at a Vagina that he gets to play that. I would think so. That was my
what
Snowball's
was that?
Chance
what was the
of Hell.
Movie I'm thinking of with where Robin Williams played the photo guy?
The creepy.
Yeah. And everybody's like, wow, Robin Williams got a, you know, he can do serious really well.
Yeah. 1 hour photo. The
1 hour photo.
Yeah.
So. That's what I'm thinking. Like, it just seems like a perfect fit or you know, perfect storm for that. And anyways, yeah, I think give it to him. Like, let him do it, you know?
I agree with you. And speaking of perfect fits, we were talking about Brown Trout sex. That's where we got here. And, you know.
Perfect fit.
Perfect. Yeah, your Australian accent is coming along nicely.
Thank you. I've been working. I spent some time in Perth.
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to not make another conspiracy bot, but some people might be trying to work on that. That's up after this on Hysteria 51.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So here's a fun one that is also don't let yourself think about it too much because it might get dark. But engineers gave a mushroom a robot body and let it run wild.
I guess people
are trying to figure out just what the extent of fungal capabilities are now because it resembles like neuron pathways when they go underground.
This is some fucking Cobra Commander shit right here.
So says an interdisciplinary team of researchers from Cornell University and the University of Florence in Italy put a culture of the edible mushroom species known as the king oyster mushroom in a control of a pair of vehicles which can twitch and roll across a flat surface.
Bring me my battle android mushrooms and we will control the weather dominator.
So they
you fool.
You fool. The battle shrooms are for me, Destro. The researchers showed it was possible to use the mushroom's electrophysiological activity as a means of translating environmental cues into directives.
Translate their directives! This I command! Sorry,
they were able to get it to move and turn left and right, I think through UV light, which was interesting. They said they were able to influence and override the quote-unquote natural impulses produced by the fungi, demonstrating an ability to harness the system's sensory abilities to meet an end goal. I think it's funny that that's not really letting them run wild, is it?
Yeah, man.
You're telling them what to do.
Yeah. We had to override their wants with our desires.
Right. So
speaking of marriage, anyway.
This was I caught that. This was apparently a huge success, and it's gonna like lay the groundwork for future work with using fungus and machinery,
battle
which
bots
I didn't
on fucking
quite expect.
Spike TV.
Yeah, BattleBots is gonna get dark. When do these things come up with a personality? That's
no shit, right?
That's down the line, but it begs the thought, I guess, not even the question, but just the thought of The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Or maybe, if you're so inclined, the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Man, right?
The old one.
Yeah.
I have to say that now.
You know, where Luigi gets the girl.
Exactly.
Man. Do you know, I loved Luigi. I liked the color green. That's like my favorite color. Green or blue, I guess it depends on the day. And as a kid, I liked, even though, you know, you weren't that color that much, I liked Luigi better. So I would play two-player and kill Mario and play as Luigi.
Nice.
That probably says more about me than I'm willing to address. But yeah, that was my go-to as a child.
Maybe fungus is driving you.
Luigi Mario and his brother, Mario.
Mario, yeah.
Mario. Maybe. When people say Mario, I want to punch them with a fungus.
I can't get behind Mario.
No. Nope. But
I could get behind Luigi, but I've never heard anybody
say it. Wow, Luigi, man. So they're putting this in, like, what's the end goal? What do they want? Like, you know, like robot fungus troopers or something like that?
I guess they said it's about creating a true connection with the living system. It's not just about controlling a robot, because once you hear the signal, you also understand what's going on.
It's not just about controlling a robot. Amen to my life there, but yes. So they're seeing like how it interacts, like what I'm asking is they're using this to understand like how of a mushroom works, thinks, like how aware it is. Is that what we're thinking?
That is part of it, because that's a growing field of scientific study right now, because, you know, fungus is kind of sophisticated in the way it propagates and talks to each other.
Yeah.
So that's really becoming more of a legitimate field of study, and this is part of that. But they also say that they can use it to interpret complex shifts in environmental cues to deliver precise amounts of nutrient or pesticide
so they
to
can
a soil
see exactly
environment.
How it's actually reacting to its environment. Uh-huh.
So it's a way of trying to understand the communication process between fungi and maybe trying to work with it to, you know, benefit everything.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So I got to tell you, so I pulled up the story name looking, and it's got one of these buzzwords that I love all the time. By applying algorithms based on it and feeding the output into
microcontrollers.
Where the fuck do the – who's the guy that – what do you do? I write algorithms. You care to explain? I do not. Everything's an algorithm.
What's – and you are Mr. Go-Rhythm.
Okay, call me Al.
Do you go by Albert? No, you can call me Al. You can
call me Al. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, dun, 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 dun. You're going like Chevy Chase. Who knew?
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks like a creepy crawly little four-legged. It looks like a hand. Looks like thing.
That's the robot part, right?
Right. Yeah, the little thing that they put in is like inching around.
One of them looks like the stuff they had on the Mario movie.
And one of them looks like a meat truck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the
real time demonstration of mycelium signal controlled wheeled robot. Yum.
It's wild.
And then they had a pizza party afterwards because they already had the toppings and it was fucking fantastic.
And then it
says
the robot walked over and smacked them.
There's deeper wisdom in the whispers of mushrooms we're only just beginning to understand. Well,
that is
you take
how
a mushroom
ends.
And it whispers to you. I guess you got your money's worth. They're just sitting there looking at a bunch of Legos like, oh, it's working. They're just fucking higher than hell. Nothing's happening. They're just like, whoa. How'd you make it work? Algorithms.
Algorithms.
Feed it another algorithm. They pour a 40.
Isn't that a George Michael song, Careless Mushroom?
a lot of ass shots
Mushroom
in that
whisper.
Fucking video.
I don't know. It's something.
George Michael. Man, I tell you, man, first it's mushrooms, then what's next? Like rutabaga. You know, where do they stop? I don't know. Fucking parsley?
I do have to tell you that I made the world's worst joke at the grocery store the other
night. You better fucking believe I'm ready for it.
Annie and I were walking down the aisle, and there was this purple leafy vegetable on the floor.
Uh-oh.
And she was like, oh, what happened here? And I was like, well, Annie, it looks like someone dropped the beat.
So we're holding auditions for a co-host. And you're worth every penny, David. I want you to know that. I want you to know that right now.
You had to be there.
Let's say they got some beat dropping puns that they've read in some weird stories. How can they get them to us?
Weird at hysteria51.com, WEIRD. Not wired at Hysteria 51. That's our complaint line for the online magazine.
I hate your magazine. What has this got to do with the show?
Weird at Hysteria 51. Send us these things, y'all.
Yeah.
I love reading and discussing what you guys want to hear about as opposed to just finding some stuff in the wild and picking it because sometimes they're poisonous.
Send us your diaries, your journals, your sleep journals. Yeah. You know, who knows?
Manifestos.
Yeah. Sketches of David infiltrating.
That'd be fun.
Denver, the Last Dinosaur fan fiction. I don't know. Just have fun with it. Or don't. It's up to you. It's freedom here. It's not free. We talked about that before we started. Freedom isn't free. It's $1.05.
That's right.
And get them to us.
We 272 now with
thanks a lot, Obama. get them to us, like he said, weird at hysteria51.com. And with that said, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.